what's the biggest point that you guys are trying to get across right now for residents and visitors to Dare County as far as this situation?
Well, the probably the biggest thing is, in general, if you're sick, stay home and contact your medical provider for guidance. That's first and foremost. And that's just general good public health prevention messaging. Beyond that is to, you know, really try to be sympathetic to the measures that we're putting in place to protect the community. We recognize that following the state guidelines, you know, limiting mass gatherings or canceling mass gatherings and implementing social distancing guidelines, that can be disruptive, and we get that. But it's all in an effort to do the best we can to protect the public by limiting the spread of COVID-19.
So with that being said, it seems like everyone is taking this advice seriously. Is that encouraging? Is that is there more that people need to be doing at this point, or where are we at with that going into this weekend?
So, yeah, great question. So far, we are encouraged by the response that we're getting from folks that are taking this seriously. You know, it obviously disappointing to a lot of folks that the parade was canceled, but I applaud the organizers for taking this seriously and understanding why these measures are being put in place. Probably from the general public health perspective, the one thing that still makes me nervous in general about people is the social distancing when you're sick. And that's sick whether you're sick with the flu or a respiratory illness or strep throat. Or, you know, often people are so quick to need to feel they've got to get back to whatever's going on, either it's at work or with kids or at school. And that's what we really need to drill the message on. Hey, you know what, to protect all of us and to protect our healthcare system from being overrun in case we do have the spread of COVID-19, we all need to take this message of staying home when we're sick really, really seriously.
I have some questions about the announcements that came out this morning regarding the schools. You know, the state's called off all athletic activities. Field trips have been canceled. But for the state level anyway, and I know that you guys are interacting with the state on an almost hourly basis at this point with mm-hmm. what the decisions being made. But keeping the schools open in North Carolina, what's been the main driving force behind doing that?
Sure. Well, we're in pretty high-level discussions this morning about that, and we are continuing to follow the guidance of the state, which is not preemptive closing of the school system, meaning we're not just going to shut down. And one of the main drivers is the livelihood of folks. So, you know, our medical personnel need to be able to get to work and all of the other support functions that keep us operating. And when you shut schools down, especially if you're shutting them down for a long period of time, you're going to really hurt your ability to respond as a community to the issue at hand. So that's one of the big driving factors. And the other, you know, the guidance could change. The guidance could certainly change if we start developing cases in Dare County. So right now that message of, you know, not recommending any preemptive closure is related to we don't have cases here and we need to try to keep functioning, keep our folks functioning as normal as possible to deliver the essential services needed.
All right, and that has been probably the number one question over the last 24 hours at obxtoday.com. Testing. Testing. Yeah, schools would be the next one, but testing definitely. We've been had a lot of people asking, have tests been conducted? How many tests are available? Those seem to be the number one topic when we post, such as last night. There was mm-hmm. you know, as of 8 p.m. on Thursday night, no cases diagnosed in Dare County. I know that was to address a rumor that popped up. But people are asking that, the testing, what's going on there?
Sure. Okay. And I'll reiterate right now, as of what time are we? We're 1:45 on Friday afternoon. Still no positive cases in Dare County. Yes. Testing is going on. We are not reporting testing numbers. We're a small community, and, you know, we saw quickly yesterday how rumors were spreading. But to protect patient privacy, we will not be reporting the numbers of tests that are conducted. I can assure you that test are being conducted as necessary. Now, there's a lot of information about testing, though. We have a video that's going to be released this afternoon that's going to talk about testing, and so we'll push that out. But just some quick highlights. Testing for COVID-19 is done at medical providers' offices, but they're done with very specific criteria. So our medical providers in Dare County already have the supplies they need for testing. So when people talk about there's no testing kits or there's not enough testing kits, that's not correct. The medical providers have the supplies they already need here in Dare County. Those tests are either sent to the state lab or they're sent to a private company like LabCorp. But as I mentioned, there's very specific criteria to even determine if a individual should be tested. One of those criteria is, are they exhibiting symptoms consistent with COVID-19? So do they have a fever of greater than 100.4? Do they have a cough? Do they have difficulty breathing? Then do they also, they're going to be, if they feel they have any of those symptoms, the public or the individual should call their medical provider, discuss those, and determine if the medical provider wants them to come in and be seen. And then once they're there, then they can assess, you know, they're going to need to do a rapid flu test to make sure there's not flu going on or strep. And then the provider, based on the patient's history, contacts, travel history, would decide whether a test is warranted or not. And then if the physician orders that test, they can do it there in the provider's office and then, again, either send it to the state lab. The state lab's criteria for testing is a little more stringent. The provider, if the patient does not meet criteria for that testing, the provider could still choose to do the test and send it through the state lab. But I do also should add, if anyone is tested for COVID-19, they are immediately then classified as a person under investigation. We call that a PUI. And it's important to reference this because once you are classified as a PUI, you then have to go into immediate isolation. This would be home isolation. So no more going to work, going to the grocery store, going shopping, going to an activity with your child. You are then to remain in isolation until either the test comes back negative, or if it were to come back positive, that we could then release you, at what point you're no longer a potential, you could potentially spread that. If you are classified as a PUI, the health department then starts daily monitoring to, one, ensure that you're compliant with the isolation order and that you're not developing any further symptoms or worsening condition. So right. There's a lot of involved in the whole testing discussion.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take a trip back to our talking about the response to this. And I've and some healthcare professionals that I'm friends with or have made reference to, the response that's going on to this when the flu, the general regular influenza, kills more, infects more, has more impacts, and we haven't seen the same response. What from a healthcare professional is different about this than just the regular flu or the common cold or strep?
Sure. Well, a couple of things, Sam. First and foremost is this is a novel virus, so we don't have all the information about it. Even though each season we see different strains of flu, overall we understand the flu illness, we understand the trajectory, we understand how serious it is, even though a lot of the public has kind of been desensitized to that. But yeah, the death rate annually is significant for flu. So I think the first thing is just the nature that we don't have all the science and understanding behind COVID-19 because it's a novel virus. And then you couple that with we don't have the vaccine for COVID, and we don't have the antivirals that we can give for treatment and care. So the care that we do or that's provided for someone who has COVID-19 is going to be managing symptoms, and unfortunately sometimes those symptoms escalate really quickly into very severe illness. Not that that doesn't happen the same with flu, we just know a lot more about the flu virus.
All right, well, let's take another angle here because we've talked so much about North Carolina's response to this, but if you look at our demographics, if you look at our travel patterns, if you look at our work patterns, and you look at our visitor patterns, we're just as much a part of Virginia as North Carolina here on the Outer Banks. How much is that changing the response? Is there any difference in the response of what's being done here as, say, if it was in Raleigh or Boone? Is there something different? And have you consulted with Virginia officials over this because of the nature of our population that lives here but also visits here?
Sure. So their response has been pretty similar. They're putting in social distancing measures and mass gatherings. I know they've been canceling parades and events and shutting down activities in some of the different cities in Hampton Roads. So they're following a similar pattern. I have not had direct contact with any of their health officials in the Tidewater area. We are on multiple listservs, so we receive some of the same guidance, especially CDC guidance, so we're connected that way. I think as far as overall just monitoring, I feel fortunate that our practices and what we're doing for mitigation are pretty well aligned.
Mm-hmm. And that seems that, it seems that everything's pretty much matching up, not only just, you know, between state to state, but nationally. It seems like everybody's pretty much doing the same thing, except maybe, you know, on a larger scale with events and things like that. But it looks like everything that was scheduled for this weekend or the next month has been canceled everywhere.
And I will say North Carolina kind of took a bold step with that. They made this announcement yesterday in attempts that hopefully we're not going to see. You know, hopefully we can slow and not have the outbreaks that they're having in some of the other states where the numbers have, you know, increased in large quantity pretty quickly. I say it was the bold because I think, you know, we didn't wait until there was community-wide spread to start putting these measures in, whereas some states have done that. And so we're hoping to be a little bit ahead of the curve.
So, final question, what do you say to people who are concerned about people coming in from outside the area that now there's no school? Let's say, for example, there's no school in Maryland for 3 weeks. Well, what's the family going to do? Let's pack up and rent a house at the beach for a couple of weeks. Is that something that, you know, because you're talking about large gatherings and things like that, is that something that people should be concerned about, or is that actually maybe almost an okay thing at this point?
So I think as long as, you know, the messaging, they're following the same general practice guideline messaging of stay home if you're sick. You know, if they're coming and renting a beach cottage and able to go out and enjoy the beautiful day on the beach and, you know, they're not here for a mass gathering event, we're not saying don't come because we could have just as much risk from that family as we could another family that had to travel to Virginia for a doctor's appointment that lives here year round. So, I think the big thing is just to really stress the just everyday efforts that we can all make in protecting our health from just good hygiene, hand washing, staying home when we're sick. We all have a role to play in this.
Dr. Sheila Davies, the Director of Health and Human Services, Public Health Division for Dare County. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care.